Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson. Especially let me emphasize verse 12. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And so the angel is sent to the shepherds. Why? Well, because that's what the angels did at the beginning of the world. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. We read that in Job 38. And because God creating the world has to be accompanied with singing and shouts of joy because he was bringing forth life. And if the angels learned anything from God, what they learned is that God loves life, loves it so much that he created the very ones who would rebel against him and cause so much trouble through our whole history as the human race. And that includes us. And there on that day, in that place, in the town of Bethlehem, God was creating everything new. A human race brought back into fellowship with God, taking those doomed to die and bringing us into eternal life, carrying away the sins of the world. And Paul goes on, reconciling the world to himself, breaking down the dividing wall of hostility, making us one. And he was doing it through the Word. Just like at the beginning. But instead of speaking, let there be light, now he speaks through the gospel, through the angel, through the message of that Christmas night, a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And of course, the refrain has to be there, doesn't it? The refrain is what? For you. For you. So what's a shepherd to do? Let us go see this thing that God has made known to us. And they came with haste to see the new beginning of the world lying there in the manger. They go to see the Word. Yes, that's a mixed metaphor. They go there to see the Word. But then it's not a mixed metaphor because the Word is incarnate. The Word is there in flesh. The Word is lying in a manger, and that is the Word of God. So, question. What is it that shepherds normally see? Sheep out in the fields, helpless, subject to being eaten by predators, needing to be protected by shepherds who are willing and able to face down the wolf or the bear. And there is death involved in it all. And there is death all around and all through their lives. It may not be the dramatic death. Together with the sheep, the shepherds are subject to sicknesses. They suffer injuries. They grow old, and they will die. It's a part of their reality and what they know very well. It's a part of our fallen condition. And how is God going to bring us help? By being born for us, a helpless baby held in his mother's arms, warmed and fed. There are conflicts between shepherds for territory and resources and The shepherds are well aware of the conflicts that may lead to violence. And it runs all the way through humanity. And how is God going to heal our divisions? By being born in order to take all the hatreds and divisions into himself. He is born destined for the cross. And the shepherds know something about separation from God. They were looked down on. Far from being the romantic figures of pious Christian imagination, they were hardened by life. And as a group, they were not inclined to be any more spiritual than any other group of humanity. And how will God bring them and us back to himself? He will go to the lowest, the forsaken, the unclean, the sinful, touching lepers, raising the dead, healing the sick, and he will invite us as he takes our separating sins on himself. How God began the world was also by stooping down and forming the first man from the dust of the ground to breathe into his nostrils the breath of life. And so God begins the new beginning by stooping down and becoming formed from the dust of the earth. And God begins the world with fellowship, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. So God begins the new beginning by coming to walk with us, to know our joys and sorrows, our struggles and prayers, to walk the walk of faith. And the path of the human race began with rebellion and being driven away. So God forms the new beginning by sharing the exile and the separation, even to the point of knowing our sins by carrying them to the cross. And everything in the life of Jesus from his birth and manger on shows the purpose of the cross and the goal of our salvation. He stooped down to raise me up. He came to my world that I may come to his. He humbled himself that you may be exalted. He took your sin in order to give you his holiness. He accepted our death that we may enter into his life. This is the sign for the shepherds. Even if they do not know it all, even if they do not quite get why God would do things this way, but they are shepherds. And this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Why should they not go back amazed and not having a complete and full understanding of everything they saw when they looked into the manger? Well, we've had 2,000 years to work at understanding it all, and we still do not fully grasp, fully and completely. In fact, here's a thought. Look me up 1,000 years after we both get to heaven so that I can ask you, are you still amazed? In Jesus' name, amen.